This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Protocol for Life Balance, offering a wide range of professional-grade supplements using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, two stand out, which help nourish your brain: Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP. Protosorb Magnesium features a patented form of magnesium that easily crosses the blood-brain barrier, delivering magnesium directly to your brain. Cogumin SLCP features optimized curcumin, which also allows free curcumin to cross the blood-brain barrier. Protosorb Magnesium and Cogumin SLCP are highly innovative products that help nourish your brain. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, today with functional medicine expert, Dr. Amy Myers, who is specializing in working with patients with challenging autoimmune conditions and thyroid problems. Many patients don't get it right with the conventional medicines used for autoimmunity, or when they take L-thyroxin or Synthroid, synthetic thyroid medication. And doctors like Dr. Myers really focus in a laser-like way into unraveling their problems. So, Graves' disease, that's a condition that you personally suffered from. We talked a little bit about it in part one. But it's a challenging medical condition. It's a dangerous medical condition because if left untreated, it can leave the heart damaged. It can cause osteoporosis. It can lead to severe mental problems like virtually psychosis, because people, you know, I'm sure you've sat across from many patients with Graves' disease, and it makes me nervous just to be in the same office with them, because they're speeding along. They're very hyper. So what do you do when you encounter that kind of patient, short of taking out their thyroid or zapping it with radiation, or putting them on medication, which in your case was a flop, caused a disastrous side effect?
So in my clinic, I, of course, start with my program that I write about in the Thyroid Connection. You know, many people who see me have typically read, you know, one of my books and begun a program and just, you know, want additional guidance from me. And so that's the first place to start. And that's a dietary-based program where we, you know, get off a lot of the inflammatory and toxic foods for at least 30 days or more. We're going in and healing the gut, looking to see if there are infections for candida or SIBO or parasites. And, of course, there are quizzes and checklists in that book. So if anybody's listening and, you know, is interested in that, those are all there. And then I tell you in the book how to naturally treat those infections. And then we really want to support the thyroid with, like I said, a multivitamin that has all of the minerals that you need to make the thyroid function properly. And then there are certain supplements that I, in addition, have you take. There's a fiber, a glucomannan, that's been shown to bind a bit of the thyroid hormones that can help to stop that overconverting. There's some herbs. We have some what we call thyroid calming herbs with bugleweed and lemon balm that also help to...
Lycopus virginicus. It's a botanical that does it really work for Graves' disease? I've read that it's beneficial.
Yes, I've had a lot of people use that with great success. So it works bugleweed, somewhat in the same way that the toxic medications that I took do, but it's more natural and doesn't have the side effects that the synthetic medications do. Support the person with L-carnitine, because they're typically burning through that in terms of their because their system is on overdrive. So, and then, I mean, there are other supplements as well that I just typically, you know, for inflammation, like fish oils or good probiotics for their gut. But, you know, a lot of people will come in on, you know, I never say that my program is an either or. I mean, of course, I see all kinds of people from around the world, and they're typically, you know, if they have autoimmunity, might be on immunosuppressive drugs, or if they have Graves, they might be coming in on PTU or methimazole. And if that's working for them, we don't get them off of that the minute they walk in the door. We start the program, and then people will notice either they'll start to become a little hypothyroid, and so we can back down on the dose of methimazole, or we'll add in the herbs while we're weaning from the methimazole. So
you gradually remove the trainer wheels, in effect, you know, while it takes a while for them to respond. You know,
absolutely. Iodine
is a constituent of some of your supplements, but it seems to be really a two-edged sword when it comes to thyroid, and very controversial administering thyroid to patients with either iodine. Underactive thyroid or overactive thyroid. What's your take on that?
Well, obviously, mine is that I think that most of them need it, which is why I formulated it in the multivitamin that I created. So, you know, I think, and I, of course, talk about this in my book, The Thyroid Connection, as well, the iodine controversy. I have a whole section on this. You know, I think a lot of the controversy is coming from people in the alternative medicine space that may or may not be physicians that are suggesting very, very high dosages of iodine. Mm-hmm. So we're talking, you know, 50 milligrams when what I have in my multivitamin is 300 micrograms. So we're talking, you know, thousands fold higher. Mm-hmm. I have had people come into my clinic. Of course, I don't advocate that, but I've had people come into my clinic who are, you know, have been at some point or on those high dosages. And I've had people, I've literally had half the people come in and tell me it saved their thyroid and they were able to, you know, ward off Hashimoto's. And I've had just as many people come in and tell me they believe it's what caused their Hashimoto's autoimmune thyroid condition. So I think the jury's really out on that. And I would definitely caution if anybody's doing that, that they're doing that under the advisement and, you know, following, you know, a physician on that. It's, again, not something that I recommend to patients, but I do think that, you know, what has happened is we are more iodine deficient as a society because we're not eating iodine-rich foods. And then we have all of these other halides, the bromide, chloride, fluoride in our food supply and our water supply and our furniture and our carpets. Mm-hmm. And so we're being in medication. So we're being exposed to many more compounds that are competing with iodine in our body, and then you compound that with the fact that we're not eating as much iodine, then I believe that we are an iodine deficient society. And so for the vast, vast majority of people, they need some iodine. And everybody's an individual. And so I've not seen any reactions with the low dose iodine that I'm typically recommending.
And that's, I think, a really prudent perspective on this controversy, because really high dose iodine is something that I've shied away from because of it. Like you say, it's unpredictable nature. You know, apropos of toxicity and carpets, one of my most memorable cases was of a 12-year-old girl who was brought by her parents to see me, who suffered from hypothyroidism, which is unusual, right? And they gave a history that the kids sleep in the basement, and they had just installed carpet in the basement. And, oh, by the way, it stank up the house with a chemical odor. And there was a 7-year-old accompanying his sister, and this young boy also was suffering from hypothyroidism. I mean, how clear-cut a connection could you find? I mean, it was,
well, I would say this, that it could have been clear, but when I hear basement, having been somebody exposed to toxic mold twice, and knowing that, you know, when I see particularly young boys with low thyroid, I'm typically thinking Lyme or toxic mold. So I would agree with you that that sounds clear cut, but it may not be as clear cut as it is, or it could have been a combination of the two, of toxic mold and the carpet.
Because there's
not having any ventilation,
perfluorocarbons that are used as flame retardants in a lot of things, and those those are known to have thyroid suppressive effects. They're endocrine disruptors and create big problems. When it comes to autoimmune disease in general, do you find that vitamin D is a valuable tool? Because some studies show that very high doses of vitamin D can be helpful, for example, in MS and rheumatoid arthritis. Do you use that?
Oh, absolutely. I use vitamin D. I mean, most everybody that comes into my, if you're not deficient, it's because you're already taking something. I mean, I can't even think of a patient that's come into my clinic that wasn't vitamin D deficient and was not on any vitamin D at all. I mean, again, that's another one. As a society, we're really vitamin D deficient, and you know, it regulates so many different processes and our immune system. So it's very important.
Indeed. If people go to your website and they look at your There's a six-week program. You actually do, you seem to have a dual career. On the one hand, you see patients individually in your clinic in Austin, Texas. And I think you probably work with patients all over the country, all over the world. So they may be able to contact you and work with you remotely. But you also have a program that is kind of a general program for people perhaps who can't access a physician who specializes in this. It's a six-week program, correct?
Yes. And in fact, I am not taking new patients now. I'm a new mom. And as you've already mentioned, I already have two full-time jobs and now I've just added full-time mom onto it.
Congratulations.
So yeah. I am not taking new patients at the moment. So the best way to get help is through either of my books or for people who want to dive deeper. Yes, you're correct. We have the Autoimmune Solution is a six-week program that is a video-based program all online. Some people gave the feedback that they really wanted more hand-holding as they were going through the book. So we created that as a companion. And by 2018, we will have a thyroid connection one as well. We're in the works with that one right now. So those are really incredible resources for people to use. I mean, I say that I've literally helped thousands of people in my clinic and I have tens of thousands of people around the world. I mean, that to me is the most satisfying and just, I have goosebumps as I'm talking about it. You know, you hope if you spent thousands of dollars, you flew across the country or the world and you came and saw me and we did elaborate testing that you'd get well. But the number of people that write in or Facebook or, you know, send us a message of having read the book and completely gotten their lives back. I'm literally head to toe in goosebumps right now, is incredible. So it's definitely a great starting place, if not also, you know, the end all be all. People who've spent tens of thousands of dollars and doctors going place to place and spend, you know, 10 to 20 bucks on a book and then boom, they're better. So it's, I highly recommend it to people.
Indeed. So when it comes to diet, you know, you mentioned an anti-inflammatory diet. Is this a diet that is akin or identical to a paleo diet? Do you have to eliminate all grains, all legumes, all nightshades? How far do you go with patients?
So I do. I mean, if you know, I call it the Myers way because I like it to be a way of life. And also as a clinical physician, I've seen in my practice things that, you know, make a difference and don't make a difference. And so it's certainly different in a few nuances to, say, an autoimmune paleo protocol. But at a basis, if you want to, you know, to kind of conceptualize it, that's what I would say that it is very akin to. And you know, my recommendation is that you get these foods, which is all grains, all legumes. Of course, after being a vegetarian for 27 years, I now eat basically a paleo diet, after eating grains and legumes every day. But we get these out for at least 30 days, depending on, you know, how severe your autoimmunity is. It may be longer. And then what I want you to do is add them back in one at a time, sort of like an elimination diet where you can really see how you respond to the food. And then you can figure out which foods you can add back in safely, you know, every day, to which ones you can only add back in on occasion, to which ones are your absolute no's. And no matter what, you need to stay away from those foods. And then that's where it becomes a way of life, right? I mean, that's where, I mean, I know what foods, I don't typically eat rice and beans. I actually happen to have some today because I don't know why, but we had some in the fridge and we don't ever have that in the house.
And so, you survived, you know, it's
and
the,
I
when
survived,
you have an occasion.
Right.
Yeah. Because you're far enough along in your adherence to the program that a little deviation isn't going to trigger a major flare.
Right, but I would never eat gluten or dairy. So, I mean, I know what my absolute no's are. I know what my, you know, foods that typically I usually only eat rice or beans if, you know, we're out at a restaurant or I'm traveling or at somebody's house. I mean, it's typically not something that's in our house. But, you know, I just know that there are times where I can do that. And if I do that, you know, once a month, it's not going to cause me problems. If I ate that every day, that might be a different situation for me.
Now,
so it's really to teach you to know what you can do.
Indeed. So when it comes to beans, for a lot of people regard them as, you know, the most wholesome natural foods around and certainly an alternative to animal protein, which is said to be bad, not necessarily according to the latest studies that exonerate saturated fat in meat. But what's the problem with the beans? Does it have something to do with leaky gut, lectins, something that triggers
yes,
autoimmunity?
So really has to do with the lectins and the prolamines. I mean, these have, you know, a barrier to them or an outer shell that is intended to not be digested. It's how these plants and seeds would grow in nature, that a deer or a rabbit would eat it and then poop it out and then it reproduces. So they can be very irritating to the gut. Now, there's certainly things that you can do, you know, really soaking these, cooking these a lot longer. So if you are going to go back to eating these foods, it's how I recommend that you eat them and how really our ancestors, you know, ate them, soaking and really cooking the beans. What most of us do now, which I will admit just happened to me, was, you know, open a can and there you have it. So, but when you're really going back to the old ways, the thought process is when you soak them and you cook them in a pressure cooker for a really long time, that it can actually break down these proteins and be more easily digested.
So there's a workaround, at least for people who aren't so severely afflicted, if they want to include some in their diet, perhaps.
Yes.
Okay. And finally, I would like you to weigh in on something that's created a firestorm lately. You may be the only highly regarded, very visible functional medicine guru who's not yet weighed in on this controversy, which is the coconut oil controversy. Have you written a blog yet on this? Because everybody else under the sun has.
I know. My nutritionist did a Facebook Live, as you know, as we mentioned. I'm a new mom and recently got back into the clinic, and I have this entire other business that I'm running. So, no, I have not personally weighed in on it. We, as a, you know, what do I want to say? An extension of me. Yes. My nutritionist and registered dietitian did a Facebook Live in my place.
So what's your take on it?
Yeah. So obviously it's something that you know, I remember back in the day I think it was back in the '80s that, Cracklin' Oat Bran or something like that, one of those cereals that was very addictive, that, you know, had coconut oil in it. And I remember, you know, oh, this is so bad for you. You definitely shouldn't be eating a lot of it. And it just got this really bad, bad rap for that. But yeah, we use it extensively in all of my books for, you know, and recipes, not as the only oil. I mean, I think if you can add back in, if you get to a place where you can eat clarified butter, things like that, there certainly can be others, but, you know, it's really great for withstanding high heat. I mean, of course there's all the research about, you know, using at least the oils, the MCT oils, people with ketogenic diets. So, I mean, I think that there is value there. And certainly when you're looking at it from a cooking standpoint and a heat standpoint of something that can handle really high heats and isn't degraded, whereas you might be looking at these other oils that perceivably are more quote unquote healthy, but then when you heat them at high heats and they're getting carcinogenic, I mean, I don't think that can be good for you.
Indeed. And so you're not a big fan of the American Heart Association's recent advisory that people ought to switch to lots of corn oil, soy oil, canola oil, etc., safflower oil, omega-6 oils.
No, I think that there's a lot of research out there showing that that these oils are actually what is contributing to a lot of cardiovascular disease and inflammation, right? I mean, these are all heavily processed. How they're extracted can be, you know, have toxic chemicals. You know, most corn and soy, certainly the ones being used in those oils, because those are for, you know, cheaper foods, are genetically modified. Most all soy and corn is genetically modified. So canola oil is in and of itself a genetically modified.
It's all GMO, yeah.
Yeah. So I never recommend GMOs. I mean, if you can avoid that, it is certainly going to help your health if you can.
Okay, great. So what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? In conclusion, people have a bunch of resources at their disposal through you. Could you share them once again?
Sure. So you can come over to my website, amymyersmd.com. And yes, if you type in Dr. Amy Myers, it will forward you to there as well. Please sign up for my newsletter if you'd like, or you can also go to gutrecipes.com and you'll get a $10 gift card to my online store, as well as 35 gut healing recipes and information about how to heal your gut, because that's really where, in my opinion, it starts if you're dealing with any sort of chronic health issue with autoimmunity or thyroid. And of course, if you don't have a copy of either of those books, they're available at any online or, you know, brick and mortar bookstore as well.
Indeed. All right. Well, great discussion with you, and congratulations. And, you know, you've really helped a lot of people by mainstreaming some of this information and offering it in easily accessible form in an outreach to people with autoimmune problems, of which there are tens of millions. And, of course, thyroid disease, a condition that, affects one quarter to one third of women, I believe, you know, very, very prevalent.
Well, as I mentioned, conventional medicine failed me, and as my mission to not have it fail you as well. So I have, don't have a thyroid, and I'd like to help as many people as possible spare themselves of having something dramatic or, you know, really terrible done to themselves, or in the case of other autoimmunity, being on really harsh immunosuppressive drugs that's really not getting to the root of it. So it's, that's what gets me up every day. And then, of course, hearing all the success stories of amazing people who I may never meet is, you know, the fuel that keeps my fire going.
Well, absolutely. We're kindred spirits on that. Thanks so much, Dr. Amy Myers. Also, congratulations on being a new mom.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my supplement starter kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.